Blog Talk Radio.
1, 2, 3, it's that mad ass sucker free gorilla with the get back. Seems you forgot who you fucking with. Pistol rip pump in my lap for this. Manish and brandish your mind. Been damaging these all brands lies since 89. Hard truth to your speaker from the booth, from the Bay to Southern Cali. Central Valley, steady slumping, thumping, I'm on the mic. Dog laying in the cut to strike. Apply pressure with aggression, no stressing, but at the same time contemplating how I could bubble and push my same line. With murderous intent, convince the proletariat to listen. The uprise and the wise eyes open wide. Ride or die, hit a battle cry, united for the fight. Get em.
Somebody move, not a tank and dirt.
Real spit, we the shit, raise fist, keep saying it loud.
Somebody move, not a tank and dirt.
We the truth, never lose, keep it moving steady, doing us proud.
Somebody move, not a tank and dirt.
Back from offices, it's coughing in, it's coughing, it's getting feel like now.
Somebody move, not a tank and dirt.
With that pow pow, chicka pow pow, chicka pow pow pow. Get the bulk on that bow man, who the realest? Never bow down, fuck they feelings. Buckle up, knuckle up, cousin this. The return of authentic hard truth spit. The Trump killer, Pence killer, Bush killer, cop killer, Pop McConnell back on my Geronimo. Flapping on him, slapping with the sound. Won't apologize, won't understand what you stand for, a compromise. Bitch, what you thought it was, got me clapping on him. Flapping while the salmon clamming up. Fishy niggas with that fishy shit. Suspect identified as any nigga riding on the fence. Now who wanna try? Colonize and get your guns up. Niggas bumping on the first runner, coming back to blast on the maggots. Combative, no cap and savage. Been practicing, so the strapper through the damage. Leave him staggering, I'm back again. Rip rods with the zip ties. Nigga feed them old fish and fuck their kids. Beast mode, fuck peace for the baby. Separated by police from their families. Seeking freedom, see, it's the American way. Saying,
warriors come out to play.
Raise on that base shit, I'm saying. Ain't nobody playing with it. Best admitted, be as cold as an ice raid with niggas.
Somebody move, not a tank and dirt.
Do the shit, raise this, keep saying it loud.
Somebody move, not a tank and dirt.
Never lose, keep it moving steady, doing us proud.
Somebody move, not a tank and dirt.
Back them off as if it's coughing in, it's coughing, it feels like hell.
Somebody move, not a tank and dirt.
Get that pow, pow, keep a pow, pow, keep a pow, pow, pow. Slide right around when I ride about us. Glide by in the town, see the sign ground dust. Gentrified by the whites and the weirdos and the ones making beer with they artisan beards and man buns. Nigga, this ain't Nico. I'm Flint, Puerto Rico. I represent the blacks and immigrants from all the sheet holes. No free throws, I'm golden from the state, I'm in the paint. You try to keep a motherfucker quiet, but you can't. You can tweet that, now they believe. Ain't no motherfucker breathing that can see me. I mean it, G and me wanna let it spit and blow your brains out. No stress, ask your predecessors how I gets down. Now I'ma say it for the slow. Don't let your president get you dope. No, it's the return of the uppity nigga. You suckers stuck with me, I'm fucking any cuck that think you up enough to fuck with me, not fucking me. I flip the birds, stand with capital nicks, stack a grip with housing assistance and scholarships. No dragon energy, I'm dragging any enemy or any we can see the celebrity on TMZ. Nigga, please, please, on track to see those. I rip the G-code, I flap their nap and get the reload. So we grow with cold cat go. Ain't no throwback, no throwback. That's immaculate and being then to roll back. Y'all know that I'm quick to bust your motherfucking lip. Go and run and tell them, ring the bell and reach these with truth so we see these niggas feces and teach these youngsters to do for self and bleep the police and be free. Let me catch your ass coordinating with the orange Satan in your best freeze. Cause we gon' peel your crown to this. G's up, foes down, while the real soldiers pounce to this.
Somebody move, not a tank and dirt.
Real spit, we the shit, raise this, keep saying it loud.
Somebody move, not a tank and dirt.
We the truth, never lose, keep it moving steady, doing us proud.
Somebody move, not a tank and dirt.
Back from office, if it's coughing in, it's coughing, getting filled like now.
Somebody move, not a tank and dirt.
With that pow pow, chicka pow pow, chicka pow pow pow.
Black Power, this is your host, Brother QX. We're calling on tonight on the Black Nation Task Force. Had a little trouble getting into our other militia page, or the NBLM militia page, but tonight we are on with Commander Najee of the New Black Militia and also the Prime Minister of the New Black Panther Party. Hey, Commander Najee, you on with me?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir, Black Power.
Black Power. Well, we're on to another journey. I give greetings to everybody tonight in the name of Allah, the Minister of the Merciful, Black Power, Assalamu Alaikum, Hotep, Habari Ghani, Halafi Aleem, and Black Laws for All Black People. We here this evening, Tuesday night at 11:06. We having a huge weekend coming before us, and that's New Black Panther presents the 2022 Black Power Hip Hop Showcase, Atlanta, Saturday, April 16th, 5 to 11 p.m. Black Power Hip Hop Competition. The judges, the legends, Bun B, UGK, Malik Guru Shabazz, and Daryl Kelly. We're going to have rappers, the movement, Real Revolutionary Rap, Nasi Nasha, Excalibur, Queen Prophecy, Amun, Khaled, G. Terrors, Elijah Divine, Edward Lee, Michael Cannon, and Hell Kido, Elijah the Rapper. It will be at the Savannah Event Hall, 4849 Old National Highway, College Park, Georgia, close to Atlanta Airport. Advance tickets, $20, $25 at the door, VIP, reserve seating, $30, and $40 at the door. Tickets available on the Eventbrite, Black Power Hip Hop Showcase and Summit. Text 202-699-1046.
All
right. Well, it shows now. Dr. Khaled Du Muhammad's Black Power Movement lives on. Because the people now, they're arriving now. The spirit of the Panther is upon us. Huh? The enemy thought he had divided us. The enemy had scattered us out here in the valley like dry bones. Well, I'm here to say that Allah and the spirit of the ancestors is up in the midst of the New Black Panther Party and the revolutionary collective power force of a supreme black power coalition and supreme general council that developed from Tulsa, Oklahoma. Oh, yeah. Why do we do this? Because we see God in the black man and woman. Black lives do matter, but they are avoiding the black power. We want to live free of racism, white supremacists, and all the injustice that white people are putting on us. We want reparations now, but it's cracking on no. It's going to take some bloodshed to all the Negroes and bootlegging Negroes and the boule and the bourgeois that love this cracker. Huh? I'm talking about the blue-eyed niggas with blonde hair and black skin. I know as the black crackers today. They look like you, but they're nothing but this no-good cracker in the ways of the oppressor. And they must go. And this is why Tulsa, Oklahoma was no joke. Every black male we divert from death, jail, and prison and is a victory. Now we will collectively stand up tens of thousands from now on. We got a huge event coming up after the Black Power Hip Hop Showcase. And that's when everybody needs to get ready for prepare for Mississippi. Because Mississippi is another huge event that's coming upon us. Ain't no joke. The National Game Summit, Juneteenth weekend, Nationwide Street Tri Convention, Jackson and Natchez, Mississippi. Yeah. Part of the Juneteenth National Black Holocaust, Black Unity Conference, and gathering of the great armies. Whoa, there it is. we have to understand today, because it's like a prophecy that is taking place, and the cracker is afraid of what's taking place, because what's taking place, Doric gatherings. Tulsa was the first one. Now we got the Black Power Hip Hop Showcase. And then coming June 17, 18, 19 in Mississippi, prophecy. I could see and overstand what took place now. The largest joint defense forces that have ever existed in America since 1555 were assembled in Tulsa on May 29, 2021. Never in our 476 years sojourner in America has such a strong, unified effort occurred. Yes, Cracker. Thousands witness history and prophecy unfold before their eyes. Yes. And now millions are going to witness us, 20,000 strong or more, in Mississippi. Yeah, this is what we got to understand, the prophecy. We got to understand what's going on around the world. Every black man in America is in danger zone. Should suit up and join the growing black army, the collective, the revolutionary collective power force, and held by supreme black power collision, supreme general counsel. That's right. Every black man facing jail, death, or prison should seek salvation and join a formation under the national banner of what's taking place tonight, right now to this day. This is the real divine. This is Khalid Muhammad's vision that has come about. We must have the strongest of defense capability. I will not rest until we have the best America has to offer on the defense panel. That's right. As training officers or expert defense advisors and trainers. And the one of us that come out the U.S. Armed Forces. But now we are now together as a revolutionary collective power force as the black armed forces in the hills of North America. And all the ones that in me, all the ones are jealous, all the ones who trying to work with the enemy to divide us and cause dissension among us, cause discredit, or we'll take your goddamn life. That's right. That's why I say it. Because you got to understand imperialism. Today is white supremacists. You got to know that the enemy, the modern ruling class, has developed several structures and systematic measures in order to obstruct the true identity and the objectives of the 1% of collective imperialistic who control the wealth, the resources of the masses. When we place these factors in proper perspective, one can then grasp the impact of these repressive systems which exploit and oppress the masses. Poverty, police terrorism are the expressions of imperialist powers and the unhuman attitudes the ruling class holds towards the masses, indigenous people, which we all have to understand, because this is a serious environment. We are in a serious and critical condition. According to Stokely Carmichael, he says, when the oppressed are oppressed by the oppressor, it produces a change in action. And that change in action, the same ingredients that they use on us, we use that same ingredients back on them. And they use violence on us, they use beating on us, we use it back on them. As my mentor, Dr. Khaled Abdul-Muhammad, he said, police is beating you. You beat the hell out of the police back in self-defense. He also said, you'll never stop the white police. You'll never stop the beast, brute beast police from beating you. We start beating them back in self-defense. You'll never stop the brute beast police from killing you. When you start killing them back, you kill at will. It's kill or be killed. Huh? That's what we got under controls now today. This is what we got to understand what's happening to us as a people today. You can't say you're a gangster, and the definition of gangster means power control, and you ain't no goddamn power to pull your damn pants up. Huh? We got to understand it is imperative that the designs and the strategies of the ruling class be laid bare. And once the enemy's trickery is exposed, the people will then be able to forge an agenda to counteract these plots and schemes. The enemy has moved it from straight colonialism to neo-colonialism. That's why you have this neo-black face in front of you. That's why you have this neo-colonialist puppet, this neo-colonialist Negro. That's what you have in front of you, the chocolate-covered white man. That's what you got to deal with today, the black cracker. And I'm saying to them, I'm saying to us, them, they got to go. As my mentor says about the whites in South Africa, as my mentor says about the whites and stuff, God damn it, it's time to rise up in self-defense and kill everything white inside ain't right, and also be Negro repellents. Black power. Black power. Imperialism today is white supremacist. And our focus is on the 2022 Black Power Hip Hop Showcase. And in the next step, we in Mississippi, June 18 and 19, the gathering of the great black armies, 20,000 strong. Holla if you hear me. Woo, there it is.
Hey, Black Power, y'all. So that's what's going down with the showcase this coming weekend in Atlanta, College Park, Georgia. Legendary Von B will be judging local artists at a showcase. And it also, is I understand it's a tribute to our former chief, Hashim Mzinga. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
All right. So we asking all the listeners, if you hear this radio broadcast and you're in the area, or if you're not in the area and you feel like going to hear some revolutionary style music, the heads to College Park, and Najee, give the name of the event hall one more time at College Park, Georgia.
Yeah.
All right, Commander. Go ahead.
Black Power. We have to understand, we got to understand that the hate that fear now produce, it's not the hate that hate produce, the hate that fear produce. Because the fear now is in the cracker. Mm-hmm. The bull stated that any land not inhabited by Christians was available to be discovered, claimed it, and explored it by Christian rulers, and declared that the Catholic faith and the Christian religion be exalted and be everywhere increasing and spread, that the health of souls be cared for, and that barbarous nations be overthrown and brought to faith itself. Now, this is the cracker now. The doctrine of discovery became the basis of all European claims in the Americas, as well as the foundation of the United States Western expansion. In the U.S., in 1823, it talks about this shit. This is why we gotta understand during these times of us as a people, when reading and writing were forbidden to the diaspora hundreds of years in the United States, and if it was discovered that a black man or woman could read or write, they were beaten, raped, lynched for this crime. Now, today in 2022, Negroes can read, they can write, they can rap. Huh? Come on now. They're on the internet. They're on computers. They do everything. What they can't do back then. But look, if we can do all that now, and they couldn't do that then, a website titled Fight Mr. Pollen Court Abuse. Okay. 1819, Missouri. Prohibit assembly or teaching slaves to read or write. 1829, okay, Georgia. Prohibit teaching blacks to read, punishes by fine and imprisonment. 1832, Alabama and Virginia. Prohibit whites from teaching blacks to read or write, punished by fine and flogging. 1833, Georgia. Prohibit blacks from working in reading or writing jobs via an employment law, and prohibit teaching blacks punished by fines, whippings, via an anti-literacy law. 1847, Missouri, prohibit teaching blacks to read or write. Restrictions on education of black students were not limited to the South, while teaching blacks in the North was not illegal. Many northern states, countries, and cities barred black students from public schools. What did the ability to read and write present to the master class that they went to such length to deprive black people from being able to read and write? Somehow the saying, if you want to hide something from a nigger, put it in the book, comes to mind when I examine the prohibition places on black people, barring them from the pursuit of becoming literate. Black people were victims of a mass robbery taken from blacks was their religion, their culture, their language, and their knowledge of self. Look at how the destinies of ancient Egypt dispatched by Western media and scholarship sources. The film adaptation of The Exorcist with Moses played it by Charles and Heston, and this cracker is not black. And Pharaoh played it by Usain Banner, and this little Italian cracker is not black. Every main character is a white person or Italian person. The only black people in the movie are the slaves. We have to see and wake up and what's going on right now. You see, you got these brothers out here running around here with the King Kong syndrome. They want a white girl. They want a white girl. They think it's okay to get a white girl. No, right. It's not okay. It's no good, black man. It's no good, black woman. Leave that goddamn cracker alone. Leave that skunk alone. Garlic Muhammad says, give me a black goddess sister. I cannot resist her. I don't want no buttermilk complexion. Straight up and down, ironing board backside. With the itch, corkers or mucus or with the itch, white K bitch. No good, black man, and no good, black woman. But 98% of black men and women married and they have their wives. Only 4% of black men got this white girl that's no good skunk throughout the world. Black power, black power.
Yeah, let me just reiterate. So we got August the 16th, the 2022 Black Power Hip Hop Showcase will be in Atlanta, Georgia at the Savannah Event Hall. That's in College Park. The address will be 4849 Old National Highway in College Park,
right.
Georgia. So that's your address, and that's going to start at 5 o'clock and go on all the way till 11 o'clock. So if you want to hear some revolutionary hip-hop, some good music to change your vibration, to change your frequency, get you and your children to this event. Also, the Black Panther Party will be on guard duty, so it's not going to be one of those events where you're going to have to be fearing for your lives, because there will be brothers and sisters that are guarding the event. So, hey, like we said, June 18th, hey, that Natchez, Mississippi, there's a movement going down. Black power movement is all over. It's everywhere. So going down June the 10th, come and get you some. Hey, we're asking all our brothers and sisters to arm yourself or harm yourself, because we're in a time like we haven't seen before. I mean, we got famines coming. We got wars coming. And if you're not prepared, you will be a victim of circumstances. They call it casualties of war. That's what you will be if you don't prepare yourself for what's coming down the pipe. So right now we're just trying to uplift some good music, because we don't have any on the radios right now. We just had a recent walk-in protest at one of the major radio stations in Dallas, Texas, K104, playing all that filthy shit that they play. So it's time for some good vibrations. And so we got brothers and sisters offering us an opportunity to hear some good music, the uplifting music. And we salute the brothers and sisters.
Great, man. Shut them down. Black Power.
Yeah, Black Power. We salute the chairman, Malik, for putting that on and getting that done. And we salute Commander Najee on his phone for taking charge of his post and making sure that it's a safe event. And so that's what we're doing, brothers and sisters. We're spreading the word. We're trying to change the narrative. We're not asking others to do for ourselves. We're doing for ourselves. And that's what this is all about. We're promoting this event, promoting upcoming events. Also, I heard there's something going down May the 15th also. It's another national training. So, you know, we're serious about self-defense. That's one thing I can't say. We're serious about that. Anything else you want to add, Commander?
Well, we understand the first law of nature is self-defense.
That's
and
right.
When you understand the first law of nature is self-preservation and self-defense, and then you understand the nature of God and the universal black cosmos order of things.
Right. And that's good. So, you know, like I said, we salute all the efforts of all the brothers trying to put in some positive work. And we, like Commander said earlier, we got to let that Negro shit go, because that shit holding us back. And this ain't the time. If you don't know what time it is, pretty soon you will. But I guarantee you, when all hell break out, every brother you see, you will embrace. Because, and so you might well embrace them now and forgive and learn to move on and come together as one, because you damn sure going to need each other in this end. Because one thing about the enemy, he already planned your destruction, so he's already advanced in his thinking, because he planned your destruction. But he's not advanced in our Creator's thinking. So we always had that ace in the hole, and it gives our Creator giving us opportunity to get ourselves together. But, if you don't take heed, then, hey, you slip, you fall. That's all I say. Go ahead, Commander, back to you.
We have to understand that he's an open enemy and our common enemy. His nature is the nature of a beast. His nature is a rabbit nature. And the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said his nature, he's born in the nature of destructive and bloodshed and killing. You see, his nature is the nature of the light repel. He's unattract light repel. His
right.
Nature is unlike our nature, and it's like an ant. And the ant eater. The nature of the two
One is the enemy of the other. They're like the chicken and the chicken hawk. They're enemies to each other. That's what we have to understand today. Like the wolf and the sheep. But the wolf cannot make friends, or the sheep will not make a friend out of a wolf, because a wolf will make a meal out of the sheep.
Right.
The cracker is the wolf, and we the black sheep. But slaves don't understand that thing. They say, okay, oh, you must be racist. No, we cannot be racist. Racist is economic presence plus power.
Right.
You see? Racism, according to the dictionary definition, is one race trying to control to do the other. We didn't have the power to say black fountains, Negro fountains, and white fountains, black bathroom, white bathrooms only. They had the power. We had the power. They had the National Guard, the police, the jails. We had that power. But once with the black man comes to understand or overstand his power, then he understands himself. We understand the spiritual power of the universal black cosmic order thing. Then, black man, then you take your tool, understand the carnal weapons of the world against this cracker and learn and master that, then he's in serious trouble. See, sometimes I call you say that he's getting spooky with the gun. But Mel T. John said power comes out of the barrel of the gun. You see, Malcolm said oppression and Trinity. But power conceals conviction. Power doesn't take a back step in front of more power. Power confronts power. That's why America, the American white man, doesn't mess with China. They don't mess with North Korea. They don't mess with Iran. And that's all, he wouldn't mess with Russian cracker either. You see? It's their neutral zone when it comes to that, because they recognize power. And once we understand black power, then we understand, and then this cracker will be screaming. He will have nightmares at night. He will be shivering at night. He will have bad dreams at night. That's what we got to understand tonight. In the spirit of my mentor and revolutionary father, two great students, myself and Tony Malik, Zulu Shabazz, the general chairman of the new Black Panther Party, and myself as his national prime minister, later on soon the Supreme Captain. Black power.
Yes, sir. Black power. And like Commander Najee said, you want to get you some power, you better get you some black powder. That way you can shoot that power out of the barrel of that gun. All right, y'all, we're going to play y'all a closing song. If the commander don't have nothing else to add, we're going to get on out of here. We'll close out with a song. You got anything else, brother commander?
I'll leave with Dr. Collins said on Ice Cube album, Black Man's Time to Take a Stand. It's time to be saints, savers, soldiers, scholars, healers, and killers. You know what I'm saying? I just told you.
Black power.
Shall break every chain. The conquering lion shall break every chain. Give him the victory again and again. Oh,
Well, I forgot to do one thing, y'all. We had a lot of callers on the line. I didn't give a chance for the callers to get in. If anybody want to have a word before we get out of here, just press 1 on your phone. So we have a lot of callers listening in. So if you want to get in, they all over the area codes, all over the state, the country, rather. So I just give everybody opportunity. I don't like to not give that opportunity. So anybody want to get in, press 1. If not, we appreciate y'all all calling in on this late night. With Commander Najee and myself. Hey, College Park, Savannah, Georgia. Savannah Event Center, I'm sorry. College Park, Georgia, Savannah Event Center. This 5 p.m. Saturday. Hey, then coming up Juneteenth, Natchez, Mississippi. Hey, so nobody was trying to get in. We appreciate y'all listening. Black Power, we out.